before you die. I got all that you need. I got all that you need. And if you wanna have fun, baby, please make it to me. I got heat for you when you get cold, babe. I got air conditioning when you are warm. I got you when you get old, babe. I got protection for when you're alone. I got all that you need. I got all that you need. And if you wanna have fun, baby, please make it to me.
See, I feel bad because I hate it when there's not enough people in the studio to clap. So let's try it. Ready? Don't clap at the same time as me. Sounds like we're doing some sort of Spanish dancing. That is Dr. Zero and the Hothead. So how did you guys, that's fantastic. Vote. You have got a voice that's quite similar to the power and the punch of Tom Jones, isn't it?
Oh, yes, señorita. We do flamenco too.
But you have got a real punch to your voice.
That's been a bane because I used to do Sex Bomb and Help Yourself and a few others in the set, and people used to go, oh, Tom Jones, he's a fat Tom Jones. And no, I don't want to be compared to Tom Jones. Nothing wrong with Tom Jones. He's a singer in his own right.
No, it's the power you've got.
I can put the cry in the voice and the and all that stuff if I want to. I'd like to be a singer in my own right.
Yeah. But you've got the power. That's what I mean. It's like that form. And sometimes you don't get that. And it's nice you've got you've got the subtle bits and then you've got the boomph. It's nice to have that there. Some singers don't. They've just got like a voice which is all on one kind
of. Well, I used to work down Petticoat Lane. Someone back, get me out of water.
Did you? Really?
Yeah.
What did you do down there?
Oh, what didn't I do?
Were you selling fruit or is it sort of dodgy goods? I want to know.
Dodgy goods. I sold anoraks for a while. Hello, would you like to buy an anorak?
Were they leather?
No.
Oh, dear.
No, they were coats.
Yeah.
On a coat stall. I sold souvenirs. And I worked for a company that were friends of my parents, and they had a few of those stalls around Petticoat Lane that sold the non-oil frying pans, the magnetic window wipers, the window cleaners.
Oh, yeah, they look fabulous, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I used to stand in the crowd going, I'll have one! And, didn't tell you that. That's our little secret. And what else did they used to sell jumpers, the acrylic jumpers, the V-necks that you were able to wear for school. They had the little lion insignia on and the tank tops. And I used to sell them as well.
In burgundy.
Burgundy, blue.
What a colour.
Oh,
bring it back, I say. Burgundy tank tops. That's the summer look,
What have happened to burgundy tank tops and Farrah trousers, eh?
Well, I used to pop in and see Mikey in the mornings. Is he still wearing the stuff? That's what he has to do radio. Oh, that's so horrible.
He sleeps in his stay press.
What has been the best gig out of all the gigs that you've done? What has been the best gig that you sort of think, I could do that over and over again? That was just fantastic.
Personally or with the band?
Both.
Okay. Personally, I've got to say 6 years of the Havering Show.
Mm.
That was it's a buzz because by the time the main bands come on, there's 20,000 people around there watching, and I warm up in between the acts, so I keep the flow going and I can sing my heart out, and I've got all these people at my feet. It's just a buzz.
Yeah,
it's a great big buzz. With the band, we've only done a few gigs, but I think the best ones we've done. We did at the Ship in Leon C.
Yeah,
that was because they're rhythm and blues heads there, and we went in cold. They didn't know who we were. We got into our little playing area, and we just ripped the floor up, and then we paid for the floor to be refitted, and we're back there on the 28th.
Now, is the Ship the one as you drive? Because it's lovely.
It's in Old Lee.
When you go down that funny little slope. Is it down the little slope and then by the cockle sheds? Is that where it is? Down that bit?
It's the other side of the tracks. So it's the
near the Broadway.
It's on the way. If you're coming through Lee, it's on the way to the train station.
Right.
So you've got the tracks to your left of you. Mm. Then you've got, that's where the cockle sheds are and the beach and the other pubs. But the Ship is on that side.
Yeah.
And we've enjoyed ourselves with that. We've realised headlining some festivals aren't good.
Yeah.
Because we've done a couple of festivals and by the time we've gone on, they're packing away.
No.
We did Basildon one a couple of weeks ago. We played to people packing away. There must have been about 20 people there left.
Oh dear.
A band called Sweet Chicks went on.
Yeah.
And all the little girlies were watching them. I thought, time to go and get changed. Went and put my stage gear on, come back and where is everybody?
No, that's horrible. But you were saying, you see, it doesn't matter whether you play, if you're a musician, you enjoy music, it doesn't matter whether you play to 10 people or a crowd, because you're still there to entertain and have fun.
If there's people dancing and having a good time and they've got a smile on their face, then you've cracked it.
Yeah.
That is it. That's how it is. That's how it works. It doesn't matter how many people are there.
Now, you're going to sing live for us.
Yes.
Tell us about why you picked out this song to do, and don't break the microphone because your voice is so powerful. I feel that. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Is Mikey turned up with his wallet again?
That's my false leg. Sorry about that. I think we need to do a bit of oiling.
Mike Jones has just come through with his new hip.
Oh, Mike. Don't worry about that. He'll get you. You know how tall he's 6'8", that
he
man.
He don't scare me.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
I can run faster. I know.
Have you seen something? Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah, I've seen him. I've seen him punk the disabled band, get out with a limp. He's a brilliant...
Mike Jones is a brilliant actor. There we go. He won't thank you for that. Right, this song you're going to sing, tell us why you picked it out and tell us why you picked it, really.
It was on the computer on the desktop.
No, there must be a reason you picked it, because you love it on, you know.
It's a great song. It sort of shows, I've just been told recently that it shows the ups and the downs and the light and shade in the voice. Hang on, I'm going to have a slurp of my tea.
I made that. I put two tea bags in there. You said you wanted it strong. Is that all right? I hope that's coming from the top end.
Yeah, it is. That's
we don't have that sort of thing in the studio. Right, so we've got a live performance song.
Yeah. It's, what's it called? Stormy Monday.
Who's it by originally?
Originally, you've got the T-Bone Walker version. You've got the Allman Brothers did a version. Mm. Let's have a look. Bobby Blue Bland did a version. And I did a version.
So here you are.
Yes.
There we go. You've had your vocal zones.
Yeah, this is the Allman Brothers backing track version, though, because I prefer this to the others, because it does the whole set of verse first before it goes into a solo, whereas the other version that I've got, it does two bits of, it's rubbish. I don't like that. It's the version I do with the band.
Here is Ian Foreman. This is live in the studio.
Live. I've got to sing it.
You've got to sing it now.
Oh dear. You've got the words. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday is just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday is just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's oh so sad. Eagle flies on Friday, Saturday I go out to play. Eagle flies eyes on Friday. And Saturday I go out to play. Sunday morning I get down on my knees, and I get to the Lord and I pray. This is what I say. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy upon me. I say, Lord, have mercy upon me. I'm trying to find my baby. Won't you please send her home to me?
I've been doing this show for years and years and years, and I have some fantastic singers in. I'm very, very lucky. That is one of the best male vocal performances I've heard.
Oh, thank you.
It really is. Really
thank
superb.
You very much.
Absolutely superb.
I'd have brought my guitar in, but guess what?
What?
I can't play.
Well, that doesn't help, really. That doesn't help. That is fantastic live performance.
Thank you.
Really was fabulous.
Thank you very much. What's in that cupboard?
What's in that? You can't look. Don't look in that cupboard. It's got toilet rolls in there. It's where I hide things from other people in the studio, so you can't find them. Yeah,
there are toilet rolls.
I know there are toilet rolls. I know it's like I've got some sort of compulsion.
Here we are, rummage around in the Phoenix 98 FM little cupboard. Oh, there's some toilet rolls there. It seems like you've got something to wipe away your troubles.
Moving on, TV talent shows.
Yeah.
What do you think of TV talent shows? Have you ever tried?
I'll try it with the X Factor. I'll try it for Britain's Got Talent.
Yep.
Failed miserably. I don't know, maybe because they didn't have widescreen at the time. And I'm a large person. I've tried for The Voice. Yep. I've tried again this year.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone. But, you know, it's all right. It's a means to an end. It's a good, as you said earlier, it's a good show reel.
Yeah.
If you get through and you progress and the people like you.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you're on the road, but it does nothing for you, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I are jobbing performers. We're making money. These people, some of them don't make money. They've been told they can sing at a karaoke night.
Yeah.
And they turn up and they get thrown into the limelight and then they get dropped like a hot potato.
Yeah.
And then starts the troubles. Not going to sound good, but then starts the mental troubles because they've been thrust in the limelight. They've been told how wonderful they are, and then they're back at home watching Jeremy Kyle on a sun, you know, in the mornings or listening to Phoenix.
Thanks.
That's all right. Well, if you're at home, you can listen to Phoenix, can't you, if you're in Brentwood?
It's a bit like Jeremy Cole.
Oh, I sung that last night at the Essex Arms, because there's a blues jam every Tuesday at the Essex Arms. Mm. I sung Stormy Monday last night. Wasn't as good as that. I enjoyed that. But yes, they're okay. Mm. For people like us, they're a showcase. For people that have never been in the business, I don't think it's a good idea, because they don't know anything about performing. I watched James Smith when he was on Britain's Got Talent. I mean, he was thrust into the limelight. Mm. The boy's got the moves, he can sing, and I've watched him progress since he's been off the programme. Mm. I've seen him perform at a Christmas Light Switch On that I was presenting, and he was very good.
Yep.
And then I saw him a couple of weeks ago at a wedding. And between last year and a few weeks ago, the boy's done great, because he's been out there and he's been working, he's been jobbing, and he's learning his trade. And that's what the programmes don't allow you to do. They don't allow you to learn your trade. You and I, we've been out there, we've done the pubs, the clubs, we've learnt the trade, we've learnt how to talk to people, to perform to people, how to work on a microphone, to pull back, to get closer, the light and the shade, to sing solo, to sing with a band. We've done that, but those programs don't allow you to do that. They just throw you into the lion's den, basically.
Yeah.
And you've either got to fight the lion and win, or get swallowed up. And unfortunately, most people get swallowed up by the lion.
Well, there we go. That's anybody thinking about entering any talent competitions, that's just a red way right off. Now, if people want to find out more, you've got Twitter at @DrZeroBand.
Yes.
That's where can people. And you've also got a Facebook page.
Yes, you could. I've got my own personal Facebook page, but that's for my personal one. You can go to Dr. Zero and the Hotheads on Facebook.
And when is your next? Because you're playing tonight. You've got the open mic night tonight. The band not going to be there, but you'll be there tonight at the Crown, which is on Roneo Corner. It's a great venue.
Yeah, in Hornchurch.
In Hornchurch. Pop down there, because they're doing open mics. You fancy doing a bit of singing, but the band will be fantastic and there'll be loads of singers. If not, when's the band's next gig? Because you've got a Facebook page, so you can check out all your gig dates.
Our next gig is Bank Holiday Friday, the 28th, at the Ship in Lee.
Yep.
And then we are back at the Crown for the charity all day on Bank Holiday Sunday. We've got a load of bands coming down. I'll be comparing that as well, but my band will be playing about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it goes on till midnight. Well, it goes on from 12 midday to midnight.
Right, now we're going to end on a song. We started on a song, we're going to end on a song, try and get this in before the news. This is Down at the Doctors.
That's it. Dr. Feelgood cover.
And it is Ian Foreman. Thank you. You've been fantastic. What a fantastic vocalist as well.
Thank
brilliant.
You haven't been
I love that.
So bad yourself.
I haven't sung yet, but I might. I might just sing over the top of this, like, ah, no, I won't. So here we go. This is the last track. It is Down at the Doctors. This is Dr. Zero and the Hotheads. Don't forget, check them out on the website, and this will be going up online a little bit later as well, so you can check out all the links there.
Yeah.
Thank you, my love.